Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Installing solar panels in farms is becoming more accessible in Ireland. Two of the country's biggest co-ops, Dairy Gold and Tierlawn, have announced a partnership with FarmGen to help get more green energy into Irish dairy farming. Recent TAMS funding from the government is also making solar panels a realistic proposition for farmers around the country. And I spoke with Damien Sutton, who's the FarmGen programme manager with Tierlawn, about these new propositions.
The FarmGen programme was launched originally in 2019 by Tierlawn, so it was the first solar offering by any co-op in the country to bring a turnkey solution to our co-op members at the time. So since 2019, the programme has grown in size, and lately we have joined forces with Dairy Gold to offer the turnkey solution to their suppliers as well as our own in Tierlawn.
Brilliant, yeah. So with the products itself, in terms of it's solar powered, but what does it offer to the farmers, shall we say?
So I suppose the solar power bundle, as we call it, I suppose we offer the full range from the grant application, the sales and finance. So look, we're trying to get our farmers into a place where anywhere from 20 to 50% of their energy will come from solar PV. All depends on farm size, usage and ESB connections as well. But in general, we're trying to get lads up to the 40, 50% of their energy from green energy.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that can contribute to savings in terms of for farmers as well. But what kind of processes, what things would be, is it a solar panel powered kind of operation, or what is the setup?
Yeah, so it's basically rooftop solar PV. So solar panels on the roof, energy fed into an inverter and then into a fuse board. So the package that we offer comes with industry-leading warranties. So the panels we're offering on the program have a 35-year performance and 35-year product warranty, which is probably industry-leading in the space that we're in today. So just not even only given 50% of their energy, 40 to 50% of their energy coming from solar PV, it also means that their bills will probably be halved, or a little along with halved, even though 50% of the energy will be produced. That will be daytime usage, so will contribute to a larger saving over the overall economic bill.
Yeah, and reading down through it, this the kind of systems are used for things like milk cooling and vacuum pumps and water heating and things like that, is it?
Yeah, so the big demand on any dairy farm today is probably the milking process and the milk cooling, and also the water heating as well. So contributing to big savings in that area, backed up now by the new TAMS 3, which is a very welcomed introduction of grant funding. Each farmer now has 90,000 at the rate of 60% to spend on solar PV for his farm. So it has been a great, it has enhanced the programme because it has made it open to an awful lot more farmers than we've had in the past. Plus, it's also enabling larger systems to be installed, so the savings are larger as well with the new TAMS 3 funding.
Yeah, brilliant. And I'd imagine all this funding is coming from the government, because this is obviously something that improves the sustainability and the kind of emissions targets that are set on the agricultural industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, FarmGen is part of Tierlawn's Living Proof strategy as well. So as part of the Living Proof strategy in Tierlawn, farmers can receive an extra half a cent a litre for ticking 7 of the 18 options to reduce their carbon footprint on farm. So, you know, it's a very welcome, and, you know, between ourselves and Dairy Gold, probably the two largest processors in the country, you know, it's great to see the two co-ops coming together to deliver this program under sustainability wing for both sides.
Yeah, and just finally, just reading up on it, like, if farmers are listening and they want to get involved, just from my own research there, it seems to be a fairly quick enough process in terms of getting everything through.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Look, we'd encourage any of our farmers, suppliers or customers to log on to farmgen.ie, express their interest there online there on our website. A member of the FarmGen team will be in contact with them straight away. We get a quotation out to the farms and follow them up with a site visit then. From that then we do the TAMS applications. So we submit them into the Department of Ag. We follow that process right through to approval, right through to install, and then we go in then and draw the TAMS funding back into the farmer's account. So, as I say, a turnkey solution. Brilliant interest in it at the moment. Great interest in the new partnership as well.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.